I think a lot of people in Ottawa were shocked by the death of a 15-year-old hockey player at a game in Carp last week. And this is something that does happen from time to time. It's very rare, but there are occasions, and we've even seen it with some more high-profile athletes, even professional athletes, who appear to be healthy, but there is some type of issue with their heart that is not detected, and an event like this happens.
That's exactly right. These are extremely rare type of arrhythmias or problems with the actual electrical conduction within the heart, which when you look at the heart, and in fact on an autopsy, Mark, what you find is that half the time there's nothing. The heart looks completely normal. There's nothing within the heart tissue that would have given you any evidence that something was wrong. And what tends to set this off is when you are exercising, there's a lot of adrenaline released. It's, people get hyped up and they go out and they go all out. The body responds by releasing adrenaline to give the muscles that extra boost and to boost up heart rate. And once that happens, if there is an arrhythmia or a silent arrhythmia or something that's there, it will trigger and sometimes cause the heart to stop because it literally short circuits what's going on in the heart. And so screening for this is very difficult. Because it's so rare, you have to screen, and in fact one study showed you had to screen 33,000 athletes to find one, but even then there was statistically it wasn't relevant. It wasn't something that you'd be able to use as a means of detecting this problem with the athletes. So the bottom line, unfortunately, is that there isn't anything available right now to catch this. The only thing that you can really do is if an athlete is out there and doing their sport and they faint all of a sudden, that's a red flag that something might be wrong.
But that's about the only red flag there is. You're saying there's no test.
Unfortunately, there is
right.
No test.
But it's exceptionally rare. That's something that people have to keep in mind, too.
That's right. It's 50 to 100, they estimate, per year, and you've got, 450 million people, and if you deal with, children and right. athletes, you're still dealing with hundreds of millions of people.
Okay, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.